Thank you for calling customer care. This is Erica. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking to today?
My name is Alice McCarthy Spikes.
Hi, Ms. Spikes. Can I have your email address, the email address associated with the account you're calling about today?
It's Alice, A-L-I-C-E, McCarthy, mm-hmm. M-C-C-A-R-T-H-Y, mm-hmm. 8166 at Comcast.net.
Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate that. I have located an account with that email address. May I please have the first and last name on the account?
Alice,
oh, you already
McCarthy
told me your name is
Spikes.
Alice McCarthy Spikes. I do appreciate that. I'm sorry. I have located an account with propertyrecord.com. How can I help you today, ma'am?
What is these charges on my bank statement from your company?
Okay, ma'am. Well, I'm sorry. There, it looks like there was a dollar deposit for our $18.95 volume discount package, which gets you 19 report credits per month. However,
No, ma'am. I did not sign up for that. I was looking. I thought it said for a dollar I could check and see what you had on record. And I did not sign up for this charges.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I'll be more than happy to cancel the account, stopping all future charges effective immediately.
And I want the $18.95 back in my account.
I'll be more than happy to do that, ma'am.
I would appreciate that because the information you had on there, a lot of it is incorrect. But I do not appreciate you charging me for that because it said a dollar.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I do have the account canceled and refunded. That refund should be back on your account within the next 3 to 5 business days, depending on your financial institution. And I do have a refund confirmation number for your records if you would like to take that down.
Just one second here. Okay, go ahead.
It's 1504850.
1504850?
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am, is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, that's all. Thank you. Bye.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer care. Have a great rest of your day.
You too.